Welcome to Male Spouse House, where we discuss our personal experiences with being a military spouse, answer your questions, and try to navigate this crazy journey together. I'm Molly.
I'm Erin. So come on in, grab a cup of coffee, get cozy, and let's chat. So, Molly, it's been a bit since we've talked to each other. How has your week been?
Oh, you know, just trying to hang in there with two littles. it's a little crazy in our house right now. But no, it's been good. Work keeps me busy, and so does motherhood. And it's just finding the balance between the two is the hard part. So if anyone has it down perfect, please give me advice. I'm still new at it.
I don't think anyone has it perfect. I think finding a balance is always something that we're striving for and looking for, and it looks different for everybody.
Yeah, the work-life balance. It's the goal. How has your week been?
So my husband has been in the field most of it. And when that happens, I have no idea if he comes home or if he's going to come home or if he's staying out there, because they get done at different times. And so he works on a post that is probably about 40 minutes away from us. They don't have spouse command sponsored living areas over there. So we live closer to Osan, and Osan has a commissary, PX, and everything. So when he's out there really late, he just ends up staying over there in an empty barracks room. And I let the dog sleep with me. I eat food that he doesn't really like. Like, I'll order Thai food or something. So I make it about me.
Yes.
To distract myself. Watch the TV shows that he doesn't really watch with me. So it's been fine. I think you get kind of used to the unknown.
Yeah. Now, Definitely. When my husband was always training, he wouldn't have much time. So the training, like the field operations, would kind of happen just like out of nowhere. Like, it'd just be like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Oh, okay. He's gone for like a week, like type thing. And so is that kind of similar to how the Army does it? Is they just kind of pop up?
Absolutely. I had no idea this was coming. He had an appointment plan for the eye doctor. He was doing a CQ shift, and then all of a sudden he's training out in South Korea somewhere. I have no idea where. It's just random, and apparently it's all week. So I've learned to just accept that I don't know. And these trainings, like you said, just pop out of nowhere, and you don't really get to talk to them. I don't know what he's doing.
I remember that so vividly. I remember, like, family and friends would ask, they call and just check in with me and be like, okay, so, like, what are you and Troy doing tonight? I was like, oh, I have no idea where Troy is. And they were like, what? And I was like, don't worry. Like, he's at work. I just don't know what he's doing and don't know where he's at. Like,
yeah,
it's just so normal for us. But for other people, it's like, what do you mean you don't know where your husband is?
I know. Or like, sometimes I kind of know what my husband does. I mean, a lot of it is secretive, so I don't know everything. I know I can say like a sentence maybe of what he does, and I just sum it up that way. But I was out to lunch with another spouse, and I asked her, what is your husband doing? She goes, I can't say.
Yeah.
Can't say. I was like, okay.
Yep.
And to a lot of people, that's so strange. But I just accept it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I, for the longest time, really couldn't grasp what he did. And, you know, and being okay with that is a huge thing. Cause at the beginning I was like, well, what do I tell people when they ask? And he's like, you don't have to tell them anything. Just he's in the Navy and he worked on boats. So I would just say he works on small boats. Because it comes down to safety as well, and which can be, oh gosh, we could probably go on forever and ever about, you know, safety as a military spouse. But I remember locking down all of my social media accounts when he was on deployment, because there were a couple of threats to like military spouses. They were using it against the soldiers that were in the field, and so. There were some like scary times that he was on deployment where I went quote unquote dark on social media for the safety of him and I. So I don't know if you have experienced that.
Oh yeah. And I mean, for those of you who don't know, when your spouse is on deployment, you can't say where they're at on social media. You can get in trouble, but it's also, it's a safety concern for them because anybody on the internet can see that. And we need to keep our military men and women safe from anybody who might be trying to figure out where they're at, you know, to attack them or whatnot. And you can say they're deployed, but you just can't say where they're stationed exactly. And that is all for safety reasons. And it's none of anyone's business, really. I mean, yeah. You just got to be careful with social media and what you post, especially while your spouse is deployed, which is hard for a lot of people, which is really hard. I mean, some people are used to updating everyone about their lives, or even, you know, your family members or friends who are asking you on social media what's going on in your life, or even just in person. And you can't always say.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of people will take offense to that. Like, well, I'm not going to tell anybody. It's like, I know, but like, it's for your safety too, you know? And so if you kind of flip it on them like that, it's not about me withholding information that I don't think is safe with you. It's just, you know, it is what it is. You gotta do what you gotta do as a military spouse to keep yourself and your service member, and to get like dramatic about it, the whole country's safety, you know, because with everything being shared on social media, it would be, it's getting easier and easier to kind of pinpoint where you are. Like, I don't know about you, but I don't use any of like the location. Mark my location on Facebook or anything. And I mean, heck, we're years out of the service and I still don't use a lot of that stuff. Just in case, you know, it's just safety and being aware of, that not everyone has good intentions. I mean, I'm sure that you overseas too, kind of know that you have to be aware of your surroundings, both in person and online.
Yeah. And I know Snapchat will tell you exactly where you're at and stuff like that, but I've made a lot of my social media private over the last year, I would say. And you know, that's something that I have learned with being a military spouse anyway, that what works for me anyways is keeping my circle a little smaller in terms of my personal life and what I'm going through. And I think that becoming a military spouse and moving away and having to become more independent and dependent on myself, I made my circle a little smaller and kept some things more personal. And that's just what works for me. And I just don't share that much publicly anymore.
Oh yeah, for sure. So I don't know if you can hear it on your end. Is your dog in the room?
Oh my gosh, my dog is in the room. He's chewing on a bone.
Can you hear that?
Yeah. He got this new bone and it's like peanut butter, and he only comes in here when I'm on a call. Whether for work or us recording.
I thought it was his tail maybe bumping against something. It's very subtle.
He's looking at me now. He's like, you're talking about me, right?
He's like, oh no, am I in trouble?
Let me go move him to the other room.
Okay.
That's so funny.
Hey, it's gonna happen one of these days with my kids. So it's gonna happen.
That's so relatable. It's so relatable.
So relatable. And it just goes with the work at home mom life.
Yeah.
And for you, the dog mom life, you know? You can't always
No, and he's like
control all the noises.
He's like the size of me, and if I'm on a Zoom call, he always trots in here and jumps up on my chair and my lap and tries to get in on the meeting, and it's known within our marketing group that it's not a meeting unless Jax shows up. And he's huge, so yeah, it's always a struggle to get him off of me.
Oh my gosh. So
he's a lap dog.
Yeah, when I was in a meeting, like a team meeting the other day, and I had to nurse the baby. And so I, you know, used the Zoom function that, you know, I'm always muted just because of, you know, babies. But mm-hmm. I muted myself and then took my camera off. And I just put, it's a joke that I put the cow emoji when I'm nursing. Just in case like someone... Work. Yeah, just in case someone like asks me, like, "Oh, Molly's feeding the baby."
Yeah, so, and we're so lucky that we get to work for a company that understands that, and so we do work for VA Claims Insider, which is an education based coaching consulting company for disabled veterans who want to get a higher rating for their disability. And you're actually a coach for our company, and I work for the marketing department. And the great part about our company, and we really lucked out in finding this place. I'm just beyond grateful because I know how hard it is to be a military spouse and find a job that works for you moving around everywhere. And we're an entirely remote company because our founder and CEO is a disabled vet himself. And so they're so understanding of something like that. You know, yeah. You have to turn off your camera, feed your child. It's okay. And yeah. I feel like if you're honest with people about that kind of stuff, it ends up not being a big deal. You're a mom, you know, you have to take care of your kids.
Yeah. And I'm so grateful I found this company. Because I never thought that I could be a work-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. And so our little one is almost 8 months. And because of the pandemic, we didn't feel comfortable sending her to daycare. And so we were like, how can we make this work with me going back to work and not wanting our little one to go to daycare because, you know, of the pandemic? And I know a lot of people do it, and we have our own reasons why that just didn't feel right to us.
And you don't have to explain yourself. Even if there wasn't a pandemic, you know? I mean, it's your family, and you always have to do what's best for your family.
Yeah. In her nursing, she is spreading out and, you know, solids and all that kind of stuff. Mm. But she is still nursing, and she doesn't love to take a bottle, and I don't love pumping. So we were just like, okay, how do I do this? How do I go back to work and be able to do this? And that's when we found VACI earlier. But my husband's coach at VACI actually sent me the job posting for it. And I was like,
I didn't know that your husband was a client prior. That happens so much in our company. I feel like people are clients and they're like, can we work for you?
Yeah. So we found he was working with another company before, and he just wasn't a great fit. Because there are a lot of companies that do what VACI does, but VACI is different. It really is. And I don't say that just because I work for the company, but I mean, heck, go look at our YouTube videos and it'll be pretty evident right off the bat that we have something really special here. And
oh, absolutely.
I really think that it's just the passion behind what we do and why we do it. And that is really what sold us on the company, was those YouTube mm-hmm. videos of, you know, Brian talking about just anything and everything. And so when he started working with the company, we just loved it from the beginning. And then, yeah, the job came available and we were like, oh my gosh, this is a job that could actually work. I could stay home with the baby. Our oldest goes to mm-hmm. Montessori school. And then we got a nanny, an amazing nanny, and she helps us out during the day. And it just works. It does. And I know I said in the beginning of the episode, like, if anyone has any tips, because it is definitely still juggling everything. Yeah. But we're getting, the more that we do it, I mean, the more that we do it, the easier it gets.
But yeah, then, and you find out what works and what doesn't work. And, you know, you learn along the way. And I think I'm so blessed to work for the group of people that we work for and with. I love helping veterans. Being that my husband is active duty, I'm always talking to soldiers who are about to get out and trying to give them little tips of, this is what you have to do. You need to file an intent to file, like all this stuff. You can see that on the VACI's YouTube channel and our Facebook.
Yes. I just did that this morning over Instagram. Oh, yeah. I just did that this morning. And yeah, someone's husband just got out, and I said, hey, if you need any help with, you know, VA disability, let me know. So it really is. It just comes, in like in all areas.
Yeah. Conversations. I always am talking about it just because I had no idea about any of this stuff. I didn't know how hard it would be to get service connected. I didn't know that, you know, a lot of times in the military, I feel like our servicemen and women know about stuff, but they're not, it's not an in-depth conversation about what should you specifically do. Yeah. But the other aspect of our company that I really like, which is why we started this podcast and why our company gave us resources to do this, was to give a voice to vets. Our company gives a voice to vets and creates a community. And that's what we want to do for military spouses, is give us a voice, put ourselves out there, create a community of spouses who want to connect and learn from each other and go on this journey together, like we say in the beginning. It's an experience that only we can understand. Yes. And it's unique. Every family is unique, but we all know that feeling of being a military spouse. And we actually had a listener write into us from our first episode, and she said, I find myself reaching out to new people in our community that may or may not be the military, but the feelings are the same in a new place. I've instilled this in my kids too. My daughter is my prime example of this. She is always the one who reaches out to new kids in school to help them feel more comfortable. She is their stepping stone to meeting other people, even if that means they don't end up staying friends, but that's okay. I asked her once why she does it, just to see what her answer would be. And she said that she knows what it feels like to be the new kid in school. She just wants to help.
That's amazing.
And I loved it. I love that so much.
Oh, that gives me like the goosebumps. Gives me the goosebumps. But yeah, because we said like making friends as an adult is so hard, and you find yourself thinking back on how did we make friends as a kindergartner. So I don't know how old her daughter is, but it sounds like rather young, elementary school. But that's when you make friends, the most friends. And if you stay friends with them, amazing. I do still have friends that I was friends with in elementary school, and so that's so cool that they could make like lifelong friends. But yeah, it's okay if they don't end up being friends. At least you extended that, what is it? What's the phrase? Extended like the olive branch, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
To like a new person. to help them when they're new.
And I feel the same about some of the people that I've met in the last 2 years. I may not talk to them that much now. They've moved or moved on, got out of the service. 'Cause I've made friends that are spouses, but are also in the service themselves. Mm-hmm. And even just, I'll use one of my friends as an example. She is in the Air Force and she's getting out soon, but she PCS'd and we don't really talk that much anymore, but the kindness that she gave to me and the guidance that she gave and is something that I'll never forget. I will always remember that and everything that I learned from her and just how I felt knowing that I had somebody to listen to talk to. I want to pass that on to other people. And even if you don't stay friends, that's totally okay. There's a good chance that you are because you get really used to that long distance relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But anyone you connect with and meet, there's always something to take away from that. And I mean, military kids too are so resilient and they do know what it's like to be in a new place every time. And the more that you are in this life, the more you're used to that and the more comfortable you get with it.
We got out when my little one was still an infant. So I don't mm-hmm. have a, I mean, I have a technical military kid, but not like the military kids in elementary and even high school that have moved around to so many different states. I feel like those kids have to just be so resilient. Mm-hmm. And I would love to get someone on that, like as a guest mm-hmm. that was mm-hmm. a military kid. You know, they call them like military brats, but I don't think that's fair.
I never call them that either.
I know, but that's what a lot of people call them. But and I don't think they mean like brat in a bad way, but it's just like term that kind of stuck around. But I would love to get a military kid that is maybe grown up and knows kind of, you know, can reflect back on their time in the military and, making new friends and all that. So let us know if that would be an episode that you would want us to do. Because we can, I'm sure, with both of us and the community at VA Claims Insider, mm-hmm. we can find a military kid. we definitely have the resources to find one of those. So let us know if that's a subject that you would like us to cover.
But if you have a story like this listener does or an experience that you want to share with us as well and you want us to read it, email us at millspousehouse@vaclaimsinsider.com. And we both receive those emails and we'll take a look. We'd love to hear from you. This is a community, like we said before. And, you know, it's not just me and Molly. Like we want to involve you too and hear from you because everyone's at different stages of their life too. You know,
I wish we could do like a poll to see where everyone's at in their military.
We should do that.
You know, or I mean, you could just comment and be like, hey, you know, you don't have to do details. We just talked about safety, but you can just be super general, be like, hey, you know, my name's so-and-so and, you know, I'm a new military spouse, or, hey, my name's so-and-so and I'm the wife of a veteran X amount of years out. Just to give us a little taste of who's listening. Cause I think it's a beautiful thing in the podcast world when you have people kind of all over the place, but we really do, if we just have new spouses, if that's the majority, then we will kind of cater a lot. Yeah. So we just want your input on what you want to hear and what's going to be most helpful. Cause that's the whole goal is we want to be relatable. We want it to be easy to listen to and we want you to be like nodding your head like, yeah, oh yeah, that makes sense. You know? And so but we want to hear from you. So definitely utilize that email and send us
something. On our Facebook lives for our company, we always say vets sound off in the comments, and all the vets will tell us when they served, what branch, where are they now, what deployments they went on. So yeah, do the same. Let us know where you're tuning in from. Are you still a military spouse? Are you a vet spouse? And that was something else that we wanted to touch on, was our name, how we got our podcast name. And I know most of you probably know, but if you're a new spouse, MIL spouse is a term that we use quite often, because it encompasses every branch. You know, I'm an Army wife and you are a Navy wife, but we say MIL spouse to kind of include us all together.
Yep. Yep, definitely. And then that goes both ways too, in terms of husbands and wives, because we, you know, we are both wives, but there are husbands that have wives that are in the service. So we want to be all inclusive to them as well. And that's, I think, why we use military spouse instead of always military wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And house. I mean, you know, we've talked about, when we were coming up with the name for our podcast, we're traveling all the time, and you make your situation your home as best as you can. And for example, I would not necessarily pick this house for my home of choice that I'm currently living in. It's good for us. It's a well-structured house. It's safe. It's in a good neighborhood. I live next to a lot of Air Force couples and families. It has everything I need. And we have to, even though we know we're moving in now a year, we make this place our home as best as we can. We decorate as best as we can. We have family traditions we're creating in our own house for holidays to make our house a home. And so MIL spouse house to us is, we make this journey something special.
Yeah, definitely. And my husband always says it's my superpower to turn a house into a home. He's seen me do it so many times that it just, but he always says it, which is what I love about him, because he always, our communication is very, very open and ongoing. And he always says it like, gosh, you are really making this house a home. And so when we were kind of bouncing ideas off each other, I was like, oh my gosh, that's so perfect. Is, yes, it's MIL spouse house, but we as a community can make it a home and make it somewhere safe for people to come. And that's why we ask you to like join us. Like we want to make it feel like you are like sitting on the couch next to us and just like chatting, because that's the easiest to listen to. That's the easiest to relate to. And sometimes that's just what you need. Like there are definitely podcasts that I listen to in different moods. So, you know, if I want to learn, then I go to this specific podcast, or if I just want something on in the background, I go to a different podcast. And so we really want this podcast to be something that you go to if you're feeling lonely or if you feel overwhelmed with the military experience. We just want you to come, like, join us in this house to, you know, just to feel welcome. And yeah. That's kind of how I view our name.
Yeah. My parents would always say, you know, you walk in as strangers, but we hope that you leave feeling like your family. You know, you're family now. Once you come to our house, you share a meal with us, you share conversation and stories. You leave us friends, you leave us family, and that will never change. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. So that brings up a short story that I'll tell you. So when I was in New Orleans, my husband was deployed for both Thanksgiving and Christmas. Actually, both deployments. He was gone for Thanksgiving and Christmas, which really stunk. But I had to make it my own. And for Thanksgiving in particular, you know, usually Thanksgiving is a family-centered holiday. Yes. Food is very important, but joining in family and friends and gathering, and that's kind of what you're thankful for, which is what Thanksgiving is, you know. You catch my drift. Being in New Orleans, and I had that one friend that I mentioned in the first podcast that I made. And so we were friends for a couple of months, and then Thanksgiving started to roll around, and I was like, I started to get really sad, and she noticed that. And she was like, well, why don't you come to my family's Thanksgiving? Mm-hmm. And she had a huge, huge family, and she invited me to her house, and I walked in, you know, only knowing her. And I walked out, and I just felt like I finally had a family in Covington. And yeah, it gets me all emotional. But
well, we do that in our house because you know, we don't have kids, as we've said, and we've missed a few Thanksgivings and Christmases as well. So my husband and I have a tradition for Thanksgiving to invite all the soldiers who can't go home or don't have families themselves over to eat at our house. It's so fun, and it makes everyone feel like they have a place to go to. And that's what we're saying, you know, you make your situation yours, and it's so great that you had somebody to kind of give you a home for the holidays.
Yeah, I will. I mean, that was, it feels like forever ago that happened, but it literally seems like yesterday. It was so... Just that small invitation was huge. And so, yeah, it was awesome. And we're still friends with them. Like, they still follow me on social media. And, you know, we have one of those mom relationships where one of us texts, one of us sends a message, and then like 2 weeks later, the other one responds, and then 2 weeks later, the other one responds. So it's not like a back and forth. And sometimes it is. Sometimes if we have time to respond, we will. But it's kind of funny because I have a couple of mom friends that we have a classic mom relationship where we message one another and we open it, forget to respond. But it just works because it goes both ways, you know? So one doesn't, we don't even apologize anymore. We just respond, even if it's like 2 or 3 weeks later, you know, sometimes it's not that long,
but that's great that classic. You have people. Yeah. But it's great that you have people in your circle who understand that. And so it is kind of freeing that you have a relationship that understands you and gets you.
Yeah. Yep.
And exactly. Is okay with that.
Yeah. We just laugh about it. Like, I think the other week we set a new record because it took me like a month to respond. And I was like, oh, I think this is a new record. Like, a month response. Are you kidding me? But no, we just, it's a joke now. But yeah, it's very important that both people are on the same page for it to work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we hope to be that for all you guys out there, or help you feel strong in initiating those types of relationships.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Molly, I think that's all the time we have for today. If you guys want to write to us again, millspousehouse@vaclaimsinsider.com. Shoot us a message. Tell us what you want to hear. Ask us any questions, and we're happy to answer them for you.
Yeah. So from our house to yours, have a good day.
Bye.
Millspouse House is brought to you by VA Claims Insider. VA Claims Insider is an education-based coaching and consulting company for disabled veterans who are exploring eligibility for increased VA disability benefits. VACI was founded in 2016 by Brian Reese, Air Force Service disabled veteran and former U.S. Air Force captain.
VACI currently serves more than 300,000 unique veterans per month across its websites and membership programs. VACI's mission is veterans helping veterans access education-based resources to get the VA disability rating and compensation they deserve.
Most veterans are underrated for their disabilities and therefore not getting the compensation they deserve. At VA Claims Insider, we help veterans understand and take control of their claims process so they can get the rating and compensation they are owed by law.